Let's have some poetry. This is South Dakota poet Lindy Obock reading her poem, Southwest by Dakota.
Because you have now promised to take me to your red Southwest, I want to promise you the same. Let me take you to my Southwest, broken by badlands and shadowed by sagebrush. We could walk the trails I built and carve names, sweet nothings, into the sandstone walls of Mada Hay switchbacks. Mindful of water bars, I will lead you, eyes closed, deep into scoria hills, burning coal veins, my summer. Because your braid is thick, long, dark enough, would you let me use your rope to tether my raft after we wind through shallow river branches along the old man's stubble of spring wheat? The pine shelter belt has grown tall enough now, taller than how I feel lying next to you on a twin bed. A row of choke cherry trees, sticky like jam, leaves thin scratches on my wrists when I entangle myself from the thought of you. I dream of your Southwest. What sun-spotted lizards will you place in my weak-hearted palm? Will you halt me with a hand to my thigh to show me blooming desert chicory? My Southwest can sting like brine, goes down easy and smooth only for locals. Come, drink with me. Tip your head back and let me gently stroke your white throat.
That's Lindy Obock reading her poem South by Southwest. You can hear South Dakota poets share their work every Friday on In the Moment. Nick Haar is up next on Moment in Sound. You're listening to South Dakota Public Radio.